وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. ما شاء الله. For all those beautiful du'as. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. When you ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am close to him, and alhamdulillah Mawlana is asking for us and for the ummah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you abundantly. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rahmatul lil alameen, a mercy unto the entire universe. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International, today there is an interesting story we're going to be speaking about, and that's the story of Majnoon and his camel. We know we described in the past the love story between Layla and Majnoon. Layla derived from the word Layl, which means the night. But it was, in other words, she was a little dark in complexion. And Majnoon means mad in the love for Layla. Now once Majnoon was sitting on his camel going towards the house of Layla. But as he became drowned in thoughts about Layla, in this state of being besides himself, absent in mind, the reins of the camel became loose in his hand. The camel then, instead of going towards the house of Layla, turned its direction towards home, where the camel had a little one for which it was besides itself with love. So when Majnoon recovered from his state of absent-mindedness, he became quite distressed and he was perplexed. So the camel had gone back to where it had set out from. So he again forced the camel to take the route towards Layla's house. But it happened quite a few times. It's over and over again that after traveling for a short while, thoughts about Layla would occupy Majnoon's mind. And while he was in an absent-minded state, the camel would turn back. Now in the end, Majnoon became very, very angry and he said, "My Layla is in front. And this camel's Layla is at the back of us. Its little one makes it turn back. For this reason, this path of love cannot be traversed. And during this whole life of mine, I will not be able to reach my beloved." So hence he jumped from the top of the camel and he fell and broke his one leg. So Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullahi now says, life is starving through being separated from the Lord of the throne, who is the truly beloved, Allah. But the body in search of a means of livelihood, like the camel, goes in an opposite direction. Sheikh Sadi Rahmatullahi mentioned it so beautifully. He said, "Tarsam ke narasi bakaba e Arabi, ke ira ke tumi rawi barahi Turkistanist." In Persian there is a saying, he says, "I fear, O villager, that you will never ever reach the Kaaba, because the path that you are taking leads towards Turkey." So it is different polarities, different directions. You cannot be traveling south if you want to go north. You cannot acquire the love of Allah if there's other things that are leaving you behind in the opposite direction. So then Majnoon said, "Now I have become a ball, and I roll along as the bats of Layla's life. Layla's love drives me along." So Maulana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali now gives the advice from the story. For the love of Layla, who is a mere corpse that will become rotten, Majnun makes so much effort. But we who are supposed to be the lovers of the Lord, the lovers of Allah, how can our love be any less? It is more fitting that we should, for the sake of His love, for Allah's love, become like a ball to be driven about. Now, what's the lesson we learn from the story here? At this time, the reason for our negligence and unmindfulness of the hereafter is that our soul and mind want to move in the direction of Allah, but our nafs and desires are inclined towards the greed and love of this world. That's why Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam said, "In the nafs la ammaratum bisu," that the nafs itself is automatically inclined towards evil. You know, if you want to prepare a beautiful garden, there's a lot of effort you have to make. But for weeds to grow, you do not have to make an effort. They'll flourish on their own. So for good habits to come into us, and ibadah and worship and the love of Allah, there is a great element of sacrifice. But for evil and for wrong and for disobedience, it just comes knocking at our door, steps into our life without any effort. So our nafs and desires are inclined towards the greed and love of this world. Hence, we are moving in that direction. At all times, we have the struggle with our nafs while we get to do with the world and its layla. As long as we are holding the reins in our hands of our nafs, we will be able to steer it in the right direction. But like the camel that was ridden by Majnun, he left the reins and it went its own way. In the same way, if we leave the reins of our nafs will go in its own direction. So what we should do is to accept that layla which is everlasting, that love which is everlasting, that's a love for Allah. And to be patient with regard to that layla which is of a temporary nature, anything to do with worldly love. So this does not mean that we should discard this world completely and go into the forest. La ruhbaniyata fil Islam. You know, there's no priesthood in Islam that you assign yourself to a secluded area in the mountains. No, you have to live amongst the people and yet be attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that would be a foolish line of action. What is that, you know, we just discard the world completely. What is suitable is to make one's love of the hereafter, the love for Allah, overwhelm one's love of this world. That is sufficient. And for this, we have to come back to the noble Quran. We have to come back to the Mubarak Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have to come, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be in contact with saintly figures, you know, personalities, and to learn from them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His infinite grace and mercy, give us a tawfiq to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.